Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you're fed up with AI chatbots, you'll soon be able to demand to speak to a human over the phone. This is all under new consumer protection rules that are being signed off today, and it's going to apply to basically financial products and services so that you'll have more information when you're thinking about buying a particular product. Damien O'Reilly is a lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. Damien is with me here in studio today. Why are so many companies and firms, Damien, using AI chatbots, first of all?
That's a good question. You know, the AI, traditional chatbots are different. You know, traditional chatbots that we've seen over the years is the rule based, is that it does what it says. They don't adapt to changes in questions that you ask. They give you the same answer all the time, and they don't learn. They're scripted. But AI has now changed all of that. So AI is using machine learning, and it's learning from what you say and how you interpret things. And it starts to begin to interpret what you're looking for. So they become very popular, and it's a way of kind of screening when you come onto a site. It's a way of screening you down to different areas within the company, and maybe promoting areas within the company or financial products within the company itself.
Like, we're talking about this EU directive today that, I mean, this is going to apply to the likes of the financial goods and services. But I know from talking to listeners here over the past couple of years, Damien, it's not just with the financial products. Like, it's your electricity, your energy providers, I mean, phone companies. Like, listeners would probably like this to be introduced across the board.
Yeah, and I think one of the areas it is in medical advice as well. There's a lot of studies done in medical advice in that, to give you an example, in Oxford, basically did a scenario-based study with experts, doctors, and they the AI chatbot was 95% correct when it was given the same details as for the patients. But when you ask the patients to put information in themselves, the chatbot results, the results actually went down to 35%. So it's actually, you know, it's very much that if you're an expert, that's fine. You can put in information that you're familiar with. But if you're not familiar with the subject and you're putting down details, as this study showed, with symptoms that may not have been pertinent, but I mean, the chat box efficiency came down to 35%. So it depends on what you're putting into it is what you're getting out of it.
Stay with us, Damien. Gareth is on the line. It's 1800 453 106 is the number. Gareth, I take it you'd probably prefer to speak to a human, would you?
I would indeed. I always feel that you can work through the details and get to the nub of the issue faster than working with an AI system. They may have their place, but once you start getting complicated or outside the norm, they have a tendency to just break down and fail.
So the idea that you'll now be able to request human intervention, you know, and to speak to Damien or John or whoever it is on the other end of the line, this is a welcome move, is it?
It is, but one thing that I do wonder about, will this extend just from being phone calls? Will it go to the web chats that are also happening? Because most of the time you can't actually phone up and you are forced to do a web chat, and the web chat, after a few minutes, you know you're just talking to a computer. So I wonder, will they extend it out to that? Because for a lot of young people, they prefer not doing calls. They do prefer text messages and stuff like that. And that just seems to be their generation and what they like. But it wouldn't be what I prefer, to be able to actually talk to somebody.
Do you know the answer to that, Damien?
Well, I know the new rules aim to provide customer protection, and it gives you sufficient information to make informed decisions. So that's what the chatbots are there for. You should be able to be transferred to a to an assistant, to a person who can actually speak with you if you do have issues, instead of being influenced maybe by some marketing practices that the chatbots will be encouraged to use.
It's the kind of the so-called sneaky online marketing techniques, isn't it, that might trick you into buying some sort of
service.
It's
always, you know, always I say, whatever about being sneaky or tricky, if it's valid and they'll do it. But I mean, you've got to just be consumer beware, you know, all the time, buyer beware, you know, with that all the time.
I don't know what your experience, Gareth, is, but, you know, more often than not, no matter which utility company you're contacting now, it's more frequently it's a chatbot is what you get at the other end.
Yeah, no, it is. And, you know, you get a feel for it fairly quick. And just from what you're saying, if I remember when I used to work in McDonald's back in the 90s, the upselling, we were always told at the till to always ask the question, would you like to large that up? Because if you said you can large it for 30 cents, there's a suggestiveness that I can't remember which way it was, but you'd always get somebody to agree to a large if you said it in a certain way. And probably that's what you're seeing as well with the AI.
They were the most valuable six words in the language. Would you like fries with that?
Yeah.
And 30% of people who didn't want them got fries
got
with them.
Yeah. Because they were hearing it first. And James is on the line too, Gareth. James, do you find chatbots helpful when you're trying to contact customer service agents?
Not at all, really. I far rather talking on the phone to a real person. I think of all the problems I've ever had with a service or a product or an inquiry, I think maybe a handful of times a chatbot has actually been able to help me. It's nearly like hitting your head off a brick wall. You're asking the same question over and over again, trying to ask it in different ways, getting the prompt right so that it would give you the correct answer. And at the end of the day, you nearly have to seek out the number or to try and find a real person. I'm relatively tech-savvy. I'm 25. And I'm pretty good at this kind of thing, but I can't imagine what it'd be like for an elderly person trying to deal with whether it's, you know, a phone, you know, calling about their broadband, calling about their electricity, whatever that people who are perhaps elderly that don't have, you know, younger people to assist them with, trying to deal with a chatbot must be an absolute nightmare for the likes of them who didn't grow up with technology, and talking to someone on the phone is difficult enough for them. But no, talking on the phone is basically the only way I really like to deal with stuff. I don't even like sending emails because I always find talking to someone, you can either describe the issue exactly or you can escalate it to management and say, look, I need to talk to someone more senior to deal with this issue.
And it's funny because it's not that long ago we were talking here in the programme about Gen Z who don't like to talk actually to people on the phone, that they would prefer to communicate, you know, via online or the likes of a chatbot. So you might be an outlier, James, among your peers.
Perhaps, but I honestly would go beyond that. I think the best thing is to do it face-to-face with someone, I think even beyond the phone, because you can get a feel for someone, you can get an understanding with them, but definitely talking to someone on the phone is the only way you get real certainty that a problem is going to be solved, especially trying to describe the nuance of a situation. I was dealing with my broadband recently, and it was a slightly nuanced situation. There was nothing in the mobile app or on the website that described the issue or the frequently asked question or a link to click there. It had to be described to a real person who then had to escalate me to management. And that's the way a lot of these problems go. So if you get rid of the phone ability to ring them, it creates real problems. And again, as I said, I'm younger. I'm able to deal with that technology. Mm. Elderly people, I don't know how they deal with it.
Well, we want to hear from listeners today because you're now going to have a legal right to speak to a human rather than an automated chatbot when it comes to financial products, goods, services. 087-1400-106. That is the WhatsApp number. Don't worry if we ring you. You will actually speak to a real person at the end of the line. It won't be an automated message. Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner, is with us here on the line today. Because, Katrina, I know you likely deal with a lot of, reader complaints, issues that they have with regards to customer service. It's something that just seems to be falling down the priority list, isn't it?
Well, I don't know that it's falling down the priority list, because any business that I deal with definitely prize customer service and really want to prioritise that. But I think it's the resources behind that. I mean, working in customer service is a particularly difficult job. Anybody who's dealing with an awful lot of complaints down the phone consistently day in, day out, it's very challenging. So it tends to be entry-level staff. They don't tend to be paid very well and the turnover tends to be high. So then if you know, translate that to companies who want to prize customer service, they might not have the resources to deal with people on an individual basis. You may end up with longer hold times, and that's where this kind of chatbot comes in.
But when I say that it's fallen down the list of priorities, I mean, look, we hear time and time again about large firms and companies that are outsourcing their customer service relations departments, you know, in some cases, maybe to companies in other countries to deal with. I presume that's a cost effective measure.
Yes, it is. I mean, the cost of employing people in Ireland is an awful lot more expensive than many other countries in the EU. So, it is a cost kind of effectiveness measure. But I think some of the other aspects that have come in terms of this legislation are particularly interesting. One of them actually impacted me today. Back in early June, I renewed my house insurance policy, and the new legislation allows for an increased cooling off period or a right of withdrawal. It's increased. It kind of depends on the policy or what you're entering into. So I renewed online, and my insurer has given me 30 days to withdraw. So I got a cooling off period reminder telling me that I had literally 7 more days to withdraw, and it gave me several different options in which to withdraw. So that is definitely to be welcomed, particularly when it comes to insurance policies and pensions. It really gives people a time to consider what can be quite a pricey kind of, you know, items that may impact your life for a long term.
Listener here tells me, I think the AI bots were just a progression of customer services, which actually weren't very good. I have a week of back and forth with customer service chatbots in my own account. Another listener tells me that the AI and chatbots 110% put people off engaging with them, especially if there's something difficult and you need to speak to an actual person. Can you see other companies and firms, Damien, now following suit on this?
Yeah, they will. And I think the difference is moving from the traditional bots to AI, which is, you know, it's much better, much more sophisticated. As I said, they're not rule-based. They're able to adapt. They're able to learn from the conversation that you're having with them. And I think what we need to use, you know, to be careful as a consumer, is to use them like safety belts or speed bumps, is that slow you down before you're making a decision. And don't allow a chatbot to kind of push you into making a decision. Because, as you said, you know, a lot of the marketing purposes there are quite manipulative. When you type into a chatbot, is that they are what pushing a certain agenda and certain marketing practices, which can manipulate you and designed to influence and maybe pressurize you into buying something. So just always beware and use them as I said, there is like speed bumps. Slow you down before you're making the decision.
Rob is on the line. Rob's from Next Step Business Solutions. Rob, you got in touch with us here today. What's your thoughts on this?
Yes, look, Andrea, look, thanks for having me on. I spent over 20 years working in banking. And one thing, especially in the last few years, that kind of really bothered me was just seeing business owners become more disconnected from the bank itself. They were spending weeks trying to get answers to questions, often speaking to different people every time they did a query, or to nobody at all. It would be a chatbot. But then I set up Next Step because I wanted to give that sort of personal touch back. I act as sort of the intermediary between the SME and the banks. So what they have is they have me as a direct link into the bank. Because essentially what I see is sometimes people, what they need most, it's not necessarily finance. It's someone to speak to, someone who can, they can explain the nuance of their business to. They can explain what they need and get a direct answer. So they don't mind. They don't mind if the answer is no, but they do mind spending weeks trying to get to that answer. They've gone down the wrong path.
Do you mean if there's an issue with some business account, is that where they might go to the likes of yourself or?
No, if they're looking for funding.
Right, okay.
And sometimes their business could have a certain nuance to it that might be something that needs to be explained in a financial account or the way the business is set up. And you just can't do it on, say, a bank platform bank online platform or with a chatbot. So you need that relationship with a person in a bank.
I like particularly the way the financial institutions have gone. Like when you look at the number of bank premises, even around Dublin and other major cities, where it's just all automated services. There might be only maybe one teller or manager there to direct people really rather than actually deal with queries.
Yeah, like I was in Bank of Ireland when they brought in a lot of the smarter hubs, and a lot of it is I agree with it's low impact. But especially when you're looking for finance, it's a high impact product on your business. You need to be able to speak to somebody and explain what it is your business does, or if there's any part of it that needs a bit more trashing out, you need to have that person.
Julie is on the line in Bray. Julie, do you like to speak to somebody at the other end of the line if you're buying something financially, or are you happy enough to use some form of AI chatbot?
Yeah, no. Absolutely. No. I mean, it's much more effective when you're speaking to somebody. You know, what some of your speakers there remind me of, you go into some of these sites and you get the FAQs and there's everything there but your question, you know, and then you need someone to talk to and there's nothing there. Now, I had an incident recently where a family member, a particular airline, lost her luggage. And I did get through to the luggage place, and three times they promised me something and three times they let me down. So I was trying to get onto customer care of that airline, and I got this comment box. Now, it was totally frustrating because I had to explain the situation. It took me ages to get the whole thing typed down. Now, I sent that off yesterday. I don't know if anybody's seen that. If I had a voice at the other end, at least I'd know I was listened to. And I don't think anybody is going to say they, well, except as you already said, they're young people, the young people doing the text and all like that. Now, another thing, Andrea, which beggars belief, a lot of these laws come in, right? And then there's some way it's managed, but they're either half broken or they're, you know, skirted around. Will we get a voice and then be put onto automated or whatever? Like, because it does cost more to have a person. Naturally, it's going to be more expensive to have a person than have a machine that you can play over and over again. So, like, I can see, okay, it's going to come into law, but I don't see how, you know, if it's going to cost more, companies won't do it.
Well, that shouldn't be the case. Sure, it shouldn't, Damien. Like, if they're
no, it shouldn't, but it's compliance, and they have to abide with that. So, if it does cost extra money, they will have to have somebody else in place there. And just an interesting story. Am I interrupting your...
No, go on ahead.
So I have a subscription to the London Times, and I was didn't use it that often in the last year, but it's asking me to renew, and I was to try to unsubscribe, and it took me 5 or 6 iterations to try and get, would you like to, we'll give you an additional supplement, we'll give you something else, crosswords and so on. So I kept, and then eventually it said to me, if you want to unsubscribe, he says, you have to ring this number. So I actually had to talk to somebody.
Yeah, at the end of all
of
that.
At the end of all of that.
Yeah, at the end of all of that.
I had to talk to somebody.
And I don't know about you, Julia, but do you tend to stay with companies and businesses that, you know, where you know and you feel that you're getting good customer service? You get to talk to somebody.
Yes, I would. If I have good customer service, yes, I will. If I don't get a response, I mean, I put that down as well. Customer service is not working because I am another customer about a subject or about an item. So, yes, I would consider that. And if that fails, I will email somebody and say, your customer service is not efficient.
Simple
now,
as that.
Again, you're typing, you're not getting to talk to somebody. And the whole thing is very frustrating. And it would put you off having anything to do with that, because you say to yourself, if they want my money from me as a person, well, why would I want to talk to a machine? Yeah. Why would I want to negotiate with a machine?
I agree with you totally. I hate getting the chatbots at the end. I would much prefer to stay with whatever utility or company I'm with. If I thought that when there's an issue, you get to speak to somebody at the other end of the line. Listener says, I'm glad to hear the evolution of the human race again. Retire the bots, says this texter. Another listener tells us, just the very best of luck trying to get somebody in the phone. It's even trying to get through to a bank. I've been trying to get through to them for a week, trying to talk to somebody about topping up a mortgage. And another listener is wondering, will this also include white goods manufacturing for customer services? Well, not really at the moment, no.
No, not at the moment. But it is part of the consumer rights and the AI and the Consumer Rights Act that's come in. So there'd be a lot of interpretation of that over the coming months.
Mm, yeah, as I said, look, it applies to the financial products, the services. It's part of this EU directive. Also restrictions too put on marketing practices that are maybe designed to try and influence or maybe put pressure, you know, on somebody into buying some kind of a product as well. For the moment, we'll leave it there. Rob there from Next Step Business Solutions. Damien O'Reilly, who's a lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. James, Katrina Redmond, Gareth and Julia, thanks a million for sharing your thoughts with us today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.